A major story today: in response to a Freedom of Information lawsuit, the Pentagon has released two videotapes of American Airlines Flight 77 apparently slamming into the office building on 9/11/2001. Government watchdog Judicial Watch filed suit against the Defense Department in February, hoping to force the Pentagon to release the video to shed some light on various conspiracy theories about what happened on 9/11. Theories, of course, have been put forth alleging a government drone or missile hit the Pentagon rather than a hijacked airline. One of the videos, which recorded a frame every second, shows what defense officials say is the nose cone of the plane hurtling toward the Pentagon. I looked at it and really could not see or make out any objects there. I mean, you could tell that something hit the Pentagon, obviously, but to me, I don't know what it looked like. According to Judicial Watch, the legal group originally filed a Freedom of Information Act request in December 15th of 2004, seeking all records pertaining to camera recordings from the Sheraton National Hotel, the Citgo gas station, the Pentagon security cameras, and the Virginia Department of Transportation. Christopher J. Farrell joined Judicial Watch in 1999 as the organization's Director of Investigations and Research, and has been a member of the Board of Directors since September of 2003. He has authored numerous articles and lectured on both government corruption issues and intelligence matters. We're going to talk with him about this release of the tapes. Christopher, thanks for joining us here on Coast to Coast.
Great to be on your show. Thank you, George.
Is Judicial Watch happy with the release of these videos?
Well, we had to fight quite a bit to get them, so we're glad that we got them, having gone through this legal battle. We would have liked to have seen more material, frankly. We think that there's additional information out there, and we're going to pursue it because another party to this FOIA request, this Freedom of Information Act request that we've made, is not only the Pentagon, but also the Department of Justice. So, you know, this was a slugfest. This took quite a while for us to get a hold of this material, and some folks will look at it and say, gee, it looks like other stuff that's been leaked out before, and that is true. Although one of the videos we got today is new material, so we're pleased that DOD finally came through after we had to sue them to get there. But we think there's more stuff out there, and we're going to be pursuing it as well.
You know, and you're right, Christopher. I think we, as a nation, deserve to see as much information as we can. Now, in this particular case, because so many people do not believe in the official version of what happened, do not believe that this American Airlines Flight 77 smashed into the Pentagon, they will continue, based on these videos, they will continue to believe that something else happened, because I really can't see a plane there. I looked at this thing all day today, and I just can't see a huge, huge airline going into the Pentagon. Can you?
Well, there's two things that made this even more suspicious. Number one, Defense Department dug their heels in and wouldn't release the thing for a couple of years now. And that only feeds people's suspicions. I mean, it's the, well, why won't you? And, you know, how come? And it's so anybody who wants to try to debunk all the you know, conspiracy theories or the urban legends, whatever, you know, the Pentagon took the exactly wrong approach when it comes to being very forthright with the public. The second thing is, I agree with you. I mean, this is a parking lot camera. This is not some high definition, you know, Hollywood production. This is a camera that kind of looks out over a side entry gate with a bar that goes up and down that allows vehicles in and out. And you get a plane, you know, swooping in at, 300, 400 miles an hour. The camera was neither designed nor intended to be used to capture, you know, imagery like that. So, it's disappointing, and you know, from the perspective of, does it give you this great, you know, lineup shot of the plane swooping in? No, it doesn't. There's a silvery white object in the corner of the screen moving from right to left, and then you see an enormous fireball. So, I mean, there'll be folks that say, see, aha, there's the plane, and there's people that will say, see, aha, there's a missile. So it's a little disappointing from that perspective. We were hoping for a much clearer, much more definitive, you know, answer. And we're happy that we got it on the record. Folks can make their own decisions, and we think there's more information out there.
And I think we need to see that. I think before anybody, Christopher, can come to any definitive conclusion with exactly what hit the Pentagon, we're going to have to see more evidence.
I mean, one of the wild things about this, and we had to go into court to force the government to turn this stuff over, and it's a long process, and they try to make it as tedious as humanly possible to get your hands on this kind of stuff. But the Department of Defense used a really novel interpretation of the open records law to withhold this. And part of it, they said, was tied to the prosecution of Zacharias Moussaoui, saying that they needed this tape in order to carry out, the prosecution of this guy. Well, number one, DOD doesn't do the prosecution. Justice does. We have FOIAs pending with the Justice Department on these same issues, looking for more video from various points around the Pentagon. Department of Defense didn't even have jurisdiction over this from a prosecutorial standpoint when it comes to Moussaoui. Why they withheld it and why they dug in as hard as they did, and is part of the reason why we had to go to court in the first place. The whole thing is just weird to begin with. Looking at their interpretation of the open records law.
Well, keep up the good work, Christopher, and let's keep digging. Maybe we'll get some answers.
Yeah, the public deserves it. That's why we did this. We wanted to get it on the record and let the public make their own decisions, but not have the government hiding stuff.
Appreciate it. All right, thanks, Christopher. That's Christopher Farrell. He's from Judicial Watch. His organization was successful under the Freedom of Information Act of getting the release of the videotapes that most of you saw today that still, to me, are very inconclusive. This continues this hour. In a moment, we're going to be talking with David von Kleist. He has got a website called 9/11 in Plain Sight, thepowerhour.com. He hosts his own show with his wife, Joyce Riley, who's been a regular guest on Coast to Coast as well. So we'll be back in a moment. We'll get David von Kleist's reaction to today's really breaking news in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. David von Kleist has spent his career in the broadcast industry as a professional television and radio announcer and as a professional vocalist for some commercials. He was a staff announcer at various radio stations and hosted the Dave Riddell Show, a three-hour afternoon drive-time show in Waterbury, Connecticut. Mr. von Kleist is an accomplished musician, vocalist, songwriter, performer of more than 30 years, but that's all part of the past. Other accomplishments, of course, he's been with his wife, Joyce Riley, presently hosting the Power Hour, a radio talk show, and devotes most of their time to obtaining assistance for sick Gulf War veterans through the American Gulf War Veterans Association in Versailles, Missouri. David von Kleist put out the very fascinating CD, DVD video, 9/11 in Plain Sight. He is our guest now on Coast to Coast. David, the revelations today with the Defense Department releasing these videos probably hasn't changed your mind at all about what hit the Pentagon.
Well, and first of all, thank you for having me back on the show. Good to talk to you, George.
Sure.
This isn't even throwing the dog a bone. This is throwing the dog a picture of a bone. We really didn't expect them to do much more than this. But the real story behind the story is how CNN handled this particular subject. Now, as you're well aware, the 9/11 In Plain Sight documentary focuses exclusively on photographs and video evidence. And it's very evident that there is a cover-up going on, because I have a couple of clips here. May I share a couple of brief clips for you?
Yeah, and play them as closely then as you can to your phone or however you're going to feed this to
right.
us.
Right. Well, we're going through the board here in the studio, so you shouldn't have any problem. But this first clip is just under 30 seconds. This clip is Jamie McIntyre reporting live on September 11th on CNN. Now listen carefully how he starts this. He says, "From my close-up inspection," which indicates this was not just glancing at the records. He was inspecting and he was close up. Listen carefully of how he describes the scene live on September 11th from the Pentagon. Here it is.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Okay, so that's the live report. Now, this afternoon, he was being interviewed by Kira Phillips from CNN.
All right, here we are, 5 years later now.
5 years later. Now, she went back and she was asking him about the release of this footage. Of course, the conspiracy theory is out there saying that a missile hit the Pentagon, et cetera, et cetera. And here is what he said live today. And I have two very short clips. I mean, the whole segment was much longer, and for time's interest, I can't play the whole thing. But the salient points are right here. Here's what he said live today on CNN.
Having been there on September 11th, having seen the plane wreckage and photographed it myself personally, I can tell you that that's nonsense.
Of course, the nonsense is the contention that no plane hit the Pentagon. Here's what else he said live on CNN today.
I had a camera with me. I took pictures of some of the wreckage, some of the parts of the fuselage, a part of the cockpit, until they told us we had to move back away from the scene.
Now, you just heard him say he took pictures of the wreckage.
He contradicts himself.
I'm sorry?
He contradicts himself.
Yeah, 5 years ago he said.
There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that.
Okay, there it is. So what we have here is a blatant contradiction, and I believe that the real story behind the story is the simple fact that CNN's Jamie McIntyre was either lying 5 years ago or he's lying now. So which is it?
Or he was misunderstood, which is always that
possible. Well, I suppose we can let him get away with that, but he did say from my close-up inspection, and he did say that there is nothing recognizable, no fuselage, no wings, just a few pieces of metal. However, today he said he took pictures of that fuselage in the cockpit. If he had taken pictures, common sense would tell me that CNN would have been showing those pictures.
Well, we're definitely going to need to see more video if they ever release anything, and I'm not sure they will, David. The big question, of course, is that you're not doubting that an American Airlines plane, Flight 77, crashed somewhere, are you?
No, not at all. I mean, there's no doubt that there was an airplane that took off and it did not reach its intended destination. There's no refuting that. The point is,
and those people have died and their family members have gone through a horrible situation over the last 5 years. The question is then, if it didn't hit the Pentagon, where is it?
That's exactly right. But you see, to try to answer that question is to delve into conspiracy theory, and we're not about doing conspiracy theories. The point is that if the plane hit the Pentagon, where is it? Now, George, since we released 9/11 in plain sight on our radio broadcast, we've had so many military professionals and commercial airline pilots, one of which it was a two-star general, General Albert Stubblebine. Now, he's also going to be in the upcoming, soon-to-be-released documentary, One Nation Under Siege. It's going to be out there very soon. But it came on our program and said the following. Here it is.
One of my experiences in the Army was being in charge of the Army's imagery interpretation for scientific and technical intelligence during the Cold War. I measured pieces of Soviet equipment from photographs. It was my job. I look at the hole in the Pentagon, and I look at the size of an airplane that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon, and I said, the plane does not fit in that hole.
And he goes on to ask, where is it? Because it certainly didn't land at the Pentagon. And we've also had Colonel George Nelson from the United States Air Force with 30 years identifying aircraft and aircraft parts, who also agrees that the damage at the Pentagon is absolutely inconsistent with a 757 strike. He's also been on the record, along with a 33-year veteran from the Department of Defense and Missile Defense Guidance Systems, as having stated on our program that the planes that hit the towers were not commercial aircraft.
These two videotapes that they released today, David, and I'm sure you've seen them. What did you think when you saw them? What did you think hit the Pentagon based on just those two videotapes?
Well, it's impossible to tell what hit based on those two videotapes. That's the whole point, George. is that they are saying, well, here's the irrefutable proof. This is going to put the entire conspiracy theory to bed. No, it's not going to put it to bed. It's going to rekindle the controversy because it doesn't show what they claim it shows. In fact, it doesn't show at all a 757. It shows something hit there. There's no refuting that.
Don't you think if the Pentagon, if the Department of Defense, if the government had videotape that would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that that American Airlines Flight 77 smashed into the Pentagon, that those tapes would be released to us right now?
Of course that's what I think. And that's the whole point. I mean, I've just went to a brand new Walmart that's going up in our area. I counted 27 video cameras surveilling every inch of that place. Now, we're talking a Walmart. How many video cameras do we have surrounding the Pentagon and the surrounding area?
Got to be hundreds, hundreds.
Of course. I mean, how stupid do they think we are to release, first of all, five frames a mere 5 days after I had released an article that I'd written and posted it on the Internet called From Deception to Revelation? 5 days later, they put out these five frames, which are laughable. And here we are 4 years after that, and now they're re-releasing the same footage with a couple of extra frames, expecting that's going to put this whole thing to bed. There were video cameras across the highway at the hotels. They were on the highway, on the lampposts. They were at the gas station. There were video cameras all over the place. And this is the best they can do? I mean, if this is the security and the video surveillance that we have at the Pentagon, we need to clean house just for that reason alone, that they don't have a picture of the plane hitting the Pentagon.
These two videos definitely do not answer the question, what hit the Pentagon? And, of course, a lot of people are always going to believe that it was American Airlines Flight 77, and a lot of people are going to believe it was not.
Well,
these two tapes will not prove anything to anybody.
A lie told often enough will become the truth. And that was what was said during the Hitler regime. And they said that if the lie is told often enough, the more apt the people are to believe it. And this is exactly what's going on right now. I mean, I cannot believe that people out there have lost the cognitive skill to recognize propaganda when they see it. I mean, this is so blatant. It is in your face.
I'll tell you what, though, David. The most bizarre thing of this entire episode was you playing those two clips of McIntyre. I mean,
that's the story. See, that itself, George, is the story, because this shows very clearly how the mainstream media, and I'm not just pointing my finger at Jamie McIntyre, obviously he blatantly contradicts himself.
Has he reacted to this at all, to you or anybody else, why he would say this 5 years ago and then completely change his mind today?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, that just these clips just came from this afternoon's broadcast with Kira Phillips, so I have no way of knowing what his response is. But it is indicative as to what's been going on with the mainstream media. They will not show America the photographs of the Pentagon before the collapse. They will not show the analysis of that small hole. They just will not show America, because you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this stuff out. And, George, you know that I have been somewhat, I don't know, the black sheep of the 9/11 truth movement because of some of these issues that we've brought to the table.
Well, and you know you take a very scientific approach to it. David's websites, by the way, are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. If you haven't seen his video, 9/11 in Plain Sight, you're really missing something. There's a lot of information there. I mean, it goes on. This release of these two videos does not answer the question, what smashed into the Pentagon? Just does not. In a moment, our guest will be Alex Jones. We'll get Alex's reaction to all of this in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Alex Jones is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, political researcher. His news websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, at the forefront of the exploding alternative media. We're going to get Alex's reaction now for the rest of this hour of the release of these two videotapes by the Defense Department. Alex, what did you think when you saw these two tapes?
I'm so honored that you've had me on tonight. I'm very thankful. This is such an important debate. The two new videos, the two new sets of frames they've released are nothing new. They're even more unconclusive than what they released 4 years ago. And, you know, I made the first 9/11 film. I've made two others since then and written a book on the subject. And people have asked me why I never touch on the Pentagon, from the beginning, I believe it's a psyop. The entire thing is a setup, whether a plane hit it or a plane didn't hit it, and the evidence points towards a plane not hitting it. I mean, that is a 16-foot hole. It did go through three rings of the Pentagon, what, over 10 feet of steel-reinforced concrete. But at the same time, the federal government, the FBI, went and grabbed the hotel videotapes. They went and grabbed the Citco station, as you mentioned in the last segment. Mm-hmm. And we're actually writing an article about this. There's 88 cameras just on that side of the Pentagon that belong to the Pentagon, high-fidelity digital cameras even 5 years ago that had fields of view that would have picked a passenger jet coming in. But I believe, especially listening to Judicial Watch even more earlier in the hour, I believe that they're going to release crisp video of a jetliner, much more conclusive than what we've seen today, in between 6 months to a year. I believe that's going to be the window unless we expose this. And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, I study PSYOP, psychological warfare, propaganda. I look at the entire spectrum. And we have so many smoking guns on 9/11 that conclusively prove that black ops squads, even above our government, but involved with certain elements of our government, carried out the 9/11 attacks. And when you look at those over 500 smoking guns, none of them can be avoided. The CIA insider trading, the bombs in the buildings, the firefighters, the police witnessing this, the black boxes being found, the CIA drills that day of the exact same targets being attacked. The key evidence, the dean of the Defense Language School went public 3 months after 9/11, and I talked to him personally. He was threatened to shut up. And the headline in the major newspaper there in California, the San Jose Mercury News, was "Head of Defense Language School says government behind 9/11." And then what he said in the article, and even said more off air to myself, was that he was forced to train some of the hijackers there at the school. We have them also trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal. We also, I've also interviewed two embassy heads. They knew they were terrorists. They were on a watch list. They were ordered, let them in. They're government agents, part of a high-level anti-terror training op. That is the total smoking gun. And none of that ever gets looked at. I've noticed, and I noticed this 4.5, almost 5 years ago now, or to be technical, four years, 9 months ago, that day one, the media wanted to focus on the Pentagon and nothing else. This is what they've always wanted to debate. This is what they've always wanted to focus on. This is who they've always given attention to. You know, I could have easily made films about it and, you know, made $1 million, but I didn't do that, and I've said on record, and I'm not poo-pooing people that have. I've simply stated that I believe that it is a setup and that we're going to see crisp video released. I believe this latest video is actually designed to heighten the debate, to make the government look even more stupid, more foolish, to make this the main zeitgeist central area that is debated, so all the other smoking guns are not looked at, including the official U.S. government documents to carry out 9/11 style attacks that are declassified. That's why, George, I've released my latest 9/11 film that you've seen, Martial Law, for free on the Internet. It's free on Google Video. It's free all over the web. Just type Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State into a search engine. It's absolutely free because what we do in that film is we cover the entire spectrum of the history of government or state-sponsored terror, how they've done it, why they've done it. And this is very, very scary. What's happening now with the Pentagon, with the government releasing this. Judicial Watch was absolutely right when they said that the Pentagon had no reason not to release this in the past. I think Judicial Watch and others are being used. I think Judicial Watch is going to get their wish in the next year. I think we're going to see crisp video of Flight 77 coming in. Now, I tend to believe
that. Well, but if we do see that, what are you saying? It was made up?
Now, again, George, you know that you know, you've called me a collector, and you're right. I collect, I collate, I scan data, I look at past operations. I don't like to speculate, but the evidence leans strongly towards a commercial large jetliner not hitting the Pentagon. And I think, and I've interviewed, as you have, dozens of people that have covered this. I've given it attention. I'm not saying they're bad for covering it. I'm saying that they need to add the proviso or the caveat that this thing looks like a classic intelligence honeypot. And a honeypot is where you mix in bad info into something, you try to make that the central debate to later build a straw man and burn people. You know, I've never covered the Pentagon. I've researched it in depth, but I've never, you know, myself come out and you know, stated on the record I believe a plane didn't hit it. And still, I have been hit by massive attack pieces nationwide by the Washington Post, by you know, so many others, Popular Mechanics, claiming that I did indeed say this. And so, again, the key indicator, what got my hackles up, what got my antenna going, was 4.5 years ago, the media only wanted to talk about this, only wanted to focus on this, the mainstream media. Of course, you've covered it in detail, all the other facets, and you're to be commended for your courage, George. But the mainline media has refused steadfastly to allow any real debate of any of the other issues that they can't get around. They can't debate them because they're too strong. They can't debate them because there's no way for them to get around it. So instead, they focus on the Pentagon, and again, they want to make this be the entire central debate of the entire 9/11.
Right, which you can't do. If you try to do that, you will disrupt the entire thought process. As you well know, Alex, I've always believed that there has been a higher group that would love to topple our way of living.
It's happening right now.
Oh, absolutely. You can just see what's happening, and a lot of people are beginning to understand this now when they see that this world would like a one-world government and will do whatever it takes to do it. I've always believed that the Osama bin Ladens in life were behind part of this, but I got to tell you, of everything that was the most bizarre of this entire 9/11 probe, 9/11 research that you and others have done, was the discovery of Muhammad Atta's passport outside of the World Trade Center when those buildings had collapsed.
Well, you're right, George. We have two of the passports being found from both the flights. Then they claim they found one from Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. And this is ridiculous. And then I've interviewed the firefighters who found three of the black boxes. They're really orange with black stripes. The FBI, and this has even been in mainstream newspapers 6 months after we broke it, they told them, load them on these four-wheelers, you didn't see these, and then they claim they disappeared. Then they order the FAA to shred the tapes. That's Associated Press. And those are just a few of the 500-plus 9/11 smoking guns that are out there in front of everybody. So all I encourage people to do, listen, I've always had a Big Ten approach. I don't poo-poo anybody's research. I say we should look at it all. All I've simply stated is that the taking the media's bait. I mean, if I made a film tomorrow about the Pentagon, I'd be on, you know, all the big news shows in the next 6 months. But at the same time, why is that? Why are they being given the okay to go with this, but not to go with anything else? And I believe the whole thing is a trap. Anytime you look at past intelligence operations, what these black ops squads do is they will engage in what they call the fog of war by design to create a lot of confusion, to have multiple operations running at the same time to confuse people, so that if anybody ever starts investigating, they'll get tied up in all of the minutia instead of looking at full spectrum analysis. And that's why it's so important that we're having a discussion and a debate about this tonight. The mere fact that we, on a, you know, the biggest radio show in the country, the mere fact that we're here now talking about what these propagandists may do, it may mean that they do not release in 6 months to a year, you know, crisp video of Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. And I want to be clear. That could be faked. It could be real. It could have happened. I lean towards von Kleist and others. I think they've done good work, but at the same time, I haven't fully embraced it and committed it, because after I do the hard research, after I study things for many hours a day, I research at least 5 to 6 hours a day, then I go off my gut, as I've heard you say many times. I go off my instincts, and it has hardly ever or seldom been wrong. It sounds pretty arrogant, but it's true. Frankly, it's never been wrong, and I have been smelling a rat on this since the very, very start. I think the Pentagon discrepancies have woken up a lot of people. I think this new flimsy video is designed to supercharge, to turbocharge the debate.
I got to tell you, I looked at this several times. I could not see a large plane hit the Pentagon. I mean, you could see something very fast that maybe looked like the size of a Cessna, I would guess. And that's it. That's my take.
It looks like a Global Hawk. It looks like a Predator. It looks like an attack drone. It looks like a large winged cruise missile, the type they had in the 70s and the 80s. And, yes, the engine parts, I've talked to mechanics that work for the airlines. Those are not the right engines. You can't find any big parts. Well, George, even a bunker-busting missile would not shoot through three rings of the Pentagon. Obviously, something's wrong. But for all we know, some type of aircraft flew in, bombs went off. When you look at intelligence operations, again, they do this to confuse things. And let me just add something here that's key. If the government or criminal elements in the government wanted to release fake video, they could show us Forrest Gump shaking hands in 1994 in a movie with JFK. It wasn't real. If they could show us Steve McQueen, you know, pitching Mustangs today and it looks real, they can do whatever they want. And we know they created the Fat Bin Laden tape. That's now admitted to be a fake. Voice print's been done. They've done a lot of other things. And, again, every indicator is, and I didn't just start saying this. This is 4-plus years. Every indicator is this is a setup, and I just don't want to see people walk into this massive setup. And, by the way, George, I'm going to be out in L.A. on the 24th and 25th of June. We're having one of the biggest 9/11 conferences ever, and we're going to be having Professor Stephen Jones and other scientists, the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, covering 9/11 being an inside job. And I'd like to invite you there. I've been meaning to call you. I'd like to invite you to be a guest speaker because you invited me that time. You were here at KLBJ in Austin, so I'm putting out that invitation, and people can learn more details at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com about the big conference coming up in June.
I'll check my schedule on that, Alex. If I'm there, I'd love to be there. I don't know. I think that's a non-rating vacation period for talk show hosts, so I may be out of town.
Well, it's absolutely. Well, that's too bad. It's on the weekend, and if you could be there, if you wanted to speak for 5 minutes, 2 hours, there'll be a lot of really neat people there. Who knows, that week going into that, we might have some interesting folks pop up on your show.
Look, I've got a lot of messages from people, and this is a very emotional subject, what we're talking about tonight. I mean, because you have that diehard group that wants to believe that this definitely happened the way it's been presented, and then you got another group that sides with the David von Kleists who say, no, there's just no way. Regardless of any of this, nobody has been able to come up with the rationale what happened to the American Airlines flight that crashed and all those poor souls who were on the plane.
Well, you know, George, we've covered Operation Northwoods in 1962. It was not just a training document. It was green-lighted, an operational plan that General L.L. Lemitzer wanted to execute. He got it green-lighted all the way up to Secretary of Defense McNamara. Kennedy said no to the plan. He even called the Russians, and this has even been on Frontline now, and said there's about to be a coup. You better back off right now. And the Russians listened to him. They backed off. The U.S. government, that is an element within it, planned to have a plane take off with CIA officers under staged civilian names, have that plane land. Then another remote-controlled passenger jet was to be blown up off the coast of Florida to be blamed on Cuba, to start a war with Cuba, then go to nuclear war with the Soviet Union. They also talked about, our government did, blowing up a ship like they did with the Maine. They even say that, blaming it on them. They talk about staging shootings and bombings in D.C. and Miami. So what's chilling is we have a U.S. government operational plan that they tried to implement that talks about staging this, staging flights, people getting on and off. We have flights coming into Ohio that were landing at bases and going into NASA hangars. I mean, this has been in the news. A lot of really suspicious stuff. And I know a mystery's great. I know people love it. I know that that's what captures the mind. The problem here is we have hundreds of things that cannot be debated that are absolutely in stone. All I'm asking people to do, and you've been gracious enough in the past, the only mega show in the country to have the courage to do this, George, and you deserve that credit. I'm just asking people to look at all the other things, because when you look at it all together, then if even 10% of it's true, It's an inside job.
Alex, I just want to get to the truth. You know, and I, wherever it takes us, in any direction, that's what I want us to find out. I mean, if it ends up showing us that the official version that the 9/11 Commission backs up, that's the way it occurred, then so be it. I don't think that's exactly the case. My point is, though, I just want the truth so that everybody out there listening to this program can realize what the heck's going on.
George, I know you do, and I love the direction you've taken the show in the last 4 or 5 years, and it's always a great honor to be with you. And I just beg the listeners out there to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. If they go to CoastToCoastAM.com, you guys have been gracious enough to post our Pentagon video as a giant PSYOP article and our other article, Assault on the 9/11 Truth Movement. If people want the details, the minutiae, the really important details of how this is a setup, the evidence of that, it's posted right there. And again, I'm putting martial law out for free. I'm promoting that it's out there for free. I don't even care about making a plug nickel out of this. I want people to go see the full data. We break down how it happened, how they did it. We lay out the entire history of it, George. And frankly, I think because of shows like yours and a few others, we have already stopped this international crime syndicate that manipulates our government. I agree with you, it's above our government, but certainly in control of large parts of it. We have already stopped them from carrying out other attacks. You know, the government has said there's going to be massive attacks. Nukes will go off. That was in U.S. News and World Report before the election in 04. Didn't happen. They said we will have smallpox on the streets. You exposed how bad the vaccine was. You were the main catalyst in that. The police refused to take it. They suspended that. You've exposed bird flu. Bird flu is a hoax. That's backing them off. If they're able to scare us, if they're able to get the green light that we'll relinquish our freedoms if there's another attack, they will do it. They will, the shadowy forces, they will implement it. So the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And the very fact that you have been out there on point, having all these great minds on and your own intellect, it has been such a boon to this country. I cannot tell you, George, how much you have helped everybody, not just in the 9/11 truth movement, but everybody that's seeking after the truth, everybody that's trying to explore, everybody that's trying to challenge official orthodoxies and dogmas. So, again, George, thank you so much.
Well, the big line today was after viewing the tapes, the Fox News judge, he appears as a judge on Fox News, Andrew Napolitano, commented, "This is going to cause more conspiracy theories." And I agree with that. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you being on the program. There are no answers yet.